You're in tune with The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Now, it might seem like the Thanksgiving menu is pretty static, but actually, there's quite a bit of variance. The Pilgrims brought eel. The Wampanoag brought venison. Caribbean cooks introduced sweet potatoes to Thanksgiving, and the French brought us pie crust. So what's next? Recently, we invited two cooks to the studio to propose some ways we might mix up the Thanksgiving menu. Angelica Hernandez is from Mexico. She came to America nearly two decades ago. Tagrib Ibrahim is another graduate of the Project Feast. She came to Iraq from Iraq last October. Project Feast is a program at Tukwila Community Center that teaches refugee and immigrant cooks the skills they need to work in commercial kitchens. They each brought a favorite dish, which they suggest we might want to consider adding to our Thanksgiving table. Angelica Hernandez told Marcy Selman about her first experiences with American Thanksgiving.
Like, we never celebrated in Mexico. It was new for me.
Mm-hmm.
And all my kids are American citizens. So every time the Thanksgiving came, they wanted to celebrate. And I learned how, you know, Americans have families together, a big reunion on that day. And I learned different ways to make the turkey also.
Do you make a turkey on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
But you brought sweets today, right?
Yes.
Okay, what did you bring? I'm curious.
It's the sweet tamales, and they are with pineapple and raisins. So we basically they're a dessert.
Mmm. Yum. I've never had a sweet tamale before.
Never?
Not sweet.
Really?
Never. Is that a traditional? There are sweet tamales?
It is traditional to have it in Mexico. This one's is the recipe that my grandpa teach me how to make. But
your
there's
grandfather?
Also the, yeah, my grandfather, my mom's dad
was a cook.
Yeah, he was a good cook and hard worker. Then they also teach me how to make the penguins. They are strawberry ones with raisins also.
Wow.
That's the more traditional.
I'd never heard of that. But why do you think that this is a great addition to Thanksgiving?
You know, like doing some changes, maybe try something different. Because I always have with my other friends the turkey, mashed potato, macaroni, or the stuffing. And I think changing a little bit or adding, you know, or recipes, it could be a great idea also and get more different food, you know, more variety.
Maybe more in keeping with the spirit of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Everybody brings something to the table.
Yes.
Angelica Hernandez is a part of Project Feast, and she's here with Tagrib Ibrahim, who has been in this country a far shorter time. When did your family come?
We came the last October.
Last October,
yes.
To the Seattle area?
Yes.
And is this then your first? No, last year was your first experience with Thanksgiving?
With Thanksgiving, yes.
Okay. Tell me what it seemed like to you that first Thanksgiving.
It's amazing because we never have Thanksgiving in my country. And I have a friend, she don't know how to cook. She asked me, actually, for the first time to make the turkey. And it was a challenge. So I do search. And I make it, and they love it with the traditional way Thanksgiving with the mashed potatoes and the turkey. And
wait, you made a whole American meal for Thanksgiving?
Yes. And some dishes also, sorry, from my country also. I make biryani and I think the cookies that I bring today.
Explain what biryani is.
Well, it's rice with the cardamom and cinnamon spice, and a potato cut into the small cubes, and the onion. They are the onion and the chicken, and the carrot and green beans are sautéed together. And I use the same spice, the cardamom, the basic cardamom and cinnamon. And I mix them together and put them with the on layers, and raisins on the top, and garnish with almond after fry them.
These are two wildly different cuisines.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the fact, Tagrib, that this biryani is delicious with a million flavors and a million things in it, why do you think about this as a good Thanksgiving dish while I eat some more of it?
Well, I think it's something new and different than every year you make the same, like mashed potatoes. It will be, and full with the spice, actually, what I love, the cardamom. flavor. It's, I don't know. It's just make me so happy when I have cardamom in everything.
You also brought cardamom cookies, so that they would be at the end of the meal.
Yes, it will be sweet. And sometimes we like a tea time, we take it like with a tea. It's really delicious. I love this recipe because it's my mom and so special for me.
And so are both of you, Angelica and Tagrig, going to be making turkey, or are you going to be making more traditional American foods this year for Thanksgiving?
Yes, for me, yeah, I make turkey also, but and I'll change the spice. I'll make, I love to use cardamom a lot, so I think I marinate my turkey with the cinnamon and cardamom.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm not sure I've ever had that before. And what about you, Angelica?
Well, we're going to do the turkey and achiote this year.
Because that's what your kids expect.
Yeah, and they really love it. The first time we try it like that. Also, my oldest son is the one cooked the traditional turkey last year. And this year, my daughter told me that she wants to get it in achiote.
We live in an area where there are people from a lot of different places. You two are from totally different parts of the world. And in fact, America is a country where the first Thanksgiving people had come from somewhere else. So when you think about a feast day like Thanksgiving, do you think there's room for us to sort of mix up the menu a little bit more than we have and maybe get rid of the mashed potatoes, add the biryani or add the tamales or something else? Is that something Americans should think about more?
Yes, why not? I think I tried the last year, and they love it, my friends. So I'll do it in this year also. I add some, for stuffing, the traditional way they stuff them with a special stuff for turkey. Maybe I'll stuff the turkey this year with the same mix of biryani. It will be amazing, something different.
It will be amazing.
Yes.
So now I have to take my headphones off and eat because, of course,
Thank you.
Such a yummy. Your tamale is so fluffy.
Fluffy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Why didn't I get that interview? Marcy Silman speaking to Angelica Hernandez and Tagrib Ibrahim. Angelica and Tagrib are graduates of Project Feast, which is at the Tukwila Community Center. It teaches refugee and immigrant cooks the skills they need to work in commercial kitchens. If you'd like to add biryani or tamales to your table this Thanksgiving or at any time, you'll find those recipes at our website. It's kuow.org.